Welcome back. It's The Rock Show on GTFM 107.9 in South Wales and BCFM 93.2 in Bristol. It is The Rock Show. It is Andy Fox live and in charge through till 11. Now then, the Alter Bridge, the band formed in Florida in 2004 by ex-Creed members Mark Tremonti, Brian Marshall and Scott Phillips, with vocalist Miles Kennedy. They released their debut album, One Day Remains. They followed up with two top 30 albums, Blackbird in 2007 and Alter Bridge 3 in 2010, which both went silver in the UK, and have just released their fourth studio album called Fortress with producer Michael Basquet, and it's gone straight into the chart this week at number 6. In recent years, Tremonti has reformed Creed and done solo recordings, while Miles Kennedy, of course, has collaborated with Slash as his vocalist and co-writer on his albums. Alter Bridge toured the UK to promote the new album Fortress with 6 arena dates, including locally Sunday 20th of October at Cardiff Motorpoint Arena with special guests Shinedown and Hailstorm. In tonight's interview, Miles and Mark talk all about the new release, the tracks and, of course, playing in the UK. First of all, it's Mr. Miles Kennedy.
Back in January this year, Mark and I decided to reconvene and start putting together this fourth Alter Bridge record, and you know, we'd been busy doing our various other entities that we're a part of. Mark had been doing Tremonti, and I'd been with Slash and the Conspirators for 2012, and it was great.
Me and Miles had gone back and forth on our telephones with voice messages and whatnot, putting initial ideas together, and then Miles came down to my place in Florida, and we spent about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks putting together our ideas.
It was kind of like riding a bike, you know, you just get on after, if you haven't ridden for a long time, it's like you just pick up where you left off, and it's like muscle memory. So the way we approach writing and the dynamic between the two of us just felt very natural.
We tend to write pieces, parts, and that way when we don't present whole songs to one another. This way we can both share in the writing and feel like we've both contributed to each and every song. So I will write, and I will write parts. I'll write a chorus, I'll write a verse, I'll write a bridge, and I'll stockpile it on my computer. He'll do the same thing. And I'll say, Miles, here's my favorite chorus. And he'll say, well, I've got either a verse or a bridge we'll throw at it, and we'll each and every song has a piece of a puzzle from either me or Miles.
Things came together pretty quickly. We were actually very surprised with how quickly it came together. We spent those 2 weeks in January kind of building the skeletons of the songs.
And then got with the rest of the band, put together a rough arrangement of the album, and then went to pre-production and spent quite a bit of time in pre-production making this album unpredictable is what we wanted to do. Make it different than anything we've done before. And so that process took about just under a month. And from there on, we started tracking.
We brought Elvis in, our producer, and started doing pre-production. And then we were off to the races.
It was about a 3.5 month process. And now we're here promoting the album.
And it's hard to believe that the record's already done. And it probably was the easiest record, quickest record we've ever put together, but we also took more chances on this record than we ever have. And with that said, I think there's a certain amount of luck that it turned out the way that it did, because we are happy with this record. We're proud of this record, and it's a good solid snapshot of where we are as a band in 2013.
Time. Well, as far as any particular songs that stand out to us as our favorites, I think we've all agreed that Cry of Achilles is really a standout track for all of us, and that really encompasses the route we were taking with this album and the way we were trying to take our arrangements and make them different than anything we've done in the past. And, you know, there's other parts, you know, there's the song, the title track Fortress is another one of those examples of really trying to experiment with the arrangements. But there's, for me, there's different moments on the record rather than songs that that really stick out, like the intro to Calm the Fire is one of my favorite parts on the album. The chorus to Pieces Broken, the bridge section of Fortress, the intro to Cry of Achilles.
For me, it's Mark's solo on Bleed It Dry. I mean, that's a big moment. I think it's, for me personally, one of my favorite Mark solos, and I think that the fans are going to really dig that. Yeah, it's hard. I mean, there's so many special moments that we're really proud of on this record, and I think a lot of the ones Mark named would probably be mine as well. We're very excited to unleash this to the fans and get their take on what their favorite parts are.
I think we've learned from the past that the more aggressive songs, straight to the point, high-energy tunes are the ones that work best for the lead-off single, and we've kind of known all along that Addicted to Pain was going to be our first choice.
The concept of the lyrics is basically watching someone who's essentially a glutton for punishment, stays in a situation that's unhealthy or toxic and just doesn't seem to want to pull themselves out of the mire. It's definitely, if you can hear the frustration in my vocal performance, that's where that comes from.
We, I think, narrowed it down to Fortress and Farther Than the Sun, and just asked friends and family and each other what we all thought, and Fortress seemed to dominate, and fans have seemed to really react to the title as well.
Yeah, the title comes from, well, I'll back up. I think the word fortress kind of evokes a certain invincible, a steadfast structure that you think about as never falling. And, there are a lot of things in life that you think are invincible. And as years go on, you realize that a lot of it will eventually crumble. And that could pertain to structures themselves, or it can pertain to institutions such as marriage or whatever. There are a lot of things. Nothing seems to last forever. So that was just an interesting concept to us. So we decided to address that on the song. And so with the artwork, it kind of made sense. I mean, the artwork is, one would think, oh, you could just use a big castle or something as the visual hook. And we tried that initially, and it just was too obvious. So ended up finding a picture of this really beat-up, dilapidated old shack, essentially, which is essentially what it might have looked like, an actual fortress at one time, something that was very strong and would be there forever. But this picture clearly is showing the opposite of that, and the end of the fortress's stand, so to speak.
Having bands on the side is something that me and Miles have become accustomed to, and we've we found a way to balance how to work these bands, side by side with Alter Bridge. And one of the things that you naturally, intuitively become in tune to is how to decide which songs are used for which bands. And I think the easiest thing for me is to distinguish between a Creed song and an Alter Bridge song. It's a little tougher when it comes to the Tremonti Project stuff, because they both tend to lean to a heavier kind of sound, but a lot of times a Tremonti Project album comes after an Alter Bridge record has been done, and I take the ideas that we just didn't have time to work on, or my favorite ideas that the other guys didn't necessarily gravitate towards, and I'll try and work those into the Tremonti albums.
Yeah, and as far as for me, like with Slash and the Conspirators and Alter Bridge ideas, I think that the stylistically they're so different. It's pretty easy for me. With Slash, it's more blues based, and with Alter Bridge, it's more aggressive and hard rock, bordering on metal kind of at times. I guess especially in the guitar. I mean, not so much vocally. I don't consider myself a metal singer, Yeah, they're very very different entities stylistically, and I think that helps decide where parts go.
I feel proud, you know. I feel like, you know what? People like us.
Damn it. People like us.
So, you know, playing the UK is something that always lifts our spirits. You know, there could be places in the world that there's 25 people at an Alter Bridge show, and sometimes that bums you out because you work so hard. You come back to the UK and it rejuvenates you to go back and play these other places and try and turn them into fans. And the UK is ground zero for this band, and we'll never forget the UK.
We're really excited for this upcoming tour. And as far as anything new that we're going to try and throw in, we're definitely going to try and throw some of the new material from Fortress on the set list, and you know, with us, it's never really about massive production. You know, we don't typically incorporate a lot of that sort of thing. We try to let the music speak for itself, but you know, we'll see what we can come up with, and hopefully it'll be a show that you know, you'll never forget.
As far as what the future holds for Alter Bridge, time will tell. We are going to just keep fighting the good fight musically and try and become better artists and hopefully please as many fans as we can around the world and tour. This album was relatively quick for the initial process of putting it together. I think a lot of people think that working in multiple bands would kind of slow things down, but with me and Miles, we feel differently. I think that if you are constantly working and exploring new ideas musically and gaining new experiences, it makes you stronger when you come back to Alter Bridge. And you know, when we are on the road, we are constantly writing. We have our laptops out. We're writing new ideas, getting prepared for the next album. So it's there really is no downtime.
You've been listening to the brand new album from Alter Bridge and our interview with Miles Kennedy and Mark Tremonti from the band. The tracks we played you in the interview were the brilliant Cry of Achilles, Addicted to Pain, and even better, I think they should release that as a single. It's called Lover, from the album Fortress, of course. They're playing at the Cardiff Motorpoint Arena Sunday week, supported by Shinedown and Hailstorm.
Hey, this is Miles Kennedy.
And this is Mark Tremonti, and we are Alter Bridge.
You're listening to our good friend Annie Fox on The Rock Show on GTFM.